So the epistle for the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary is taken from Judith, chapter 13. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he had brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies. Because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. Please be seated. O Immaculata Queen of heaven and earth, refuge of sinners, and our mother who loves us so much, and to whom God has entrusted the entire kingdom of mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. These past few days we have had the feast of Our Lady, Refuge of Sinners, which is not probably very well known. Something you may not even have in your missal. You may have it in the back of your missal. But I think it's something that is important for us to consider when we think about the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is our refuge. We say it in different prayers to Our Lady, and how the Church has designated her as this refuge of sinners. St. Bernard of Clairvaux had said that she is the sinner's ladder to Almighty God. She helps us climb out back up to the graces of God. And then yesterday we celebrated the feast of St. Maximin Kolbe, one who was a great promoter of the Immaculata, the Immaculate One, Our Lady. He was the founder of the Knights Immaculata. And so yes, it's fitting that St. Maximin Kolbe's feast, his feast day, the day that he died, comes the day before the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is by no accident that God has ordained it that way. Then today is the great feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. A feast that gives us great hope, because we see how God has set apart the Blessed Virgin Mary in giving her this being the Mother of God, that therefore she said that she would need to be an Immaculate One, and that is why she was immaculately conceived. But then also we can see how the Church and how Almighty God has designated her, that she is this refuge to us, she is this true Mother, a Mother that takes care of her children. And so the great hope that we have lends itself toward trying to develop a solid spiritual life. And that was one of the things that I had mentioned to you in yesterday's sermon. We cannot try to build things on our own, that we are reliant upon the grace of Almighty God. And it is through God's grace that we will continue to build in our spiritual life. Otherwise, we become unfaithful to God. That infidelity is what causes, you know, our Lord, it caused him to weep, to lament the fact that we have turned our back on him. We have not used the graces. And so that is something that I think it ties into the idea of Our Lady being this refuge. God knows, yes, we are weak. God knows that because of our original sin and weak human nature, we have a tendency that we will fall. But then he also gives us the means in order to help us to get out of that. He gives us the means through the Blessed Virgin Mary as a true mother, but he also gives us the means through the graces of the sacraments, these opportunities that are given to us. And that is why then when we neglect those, that it is, it's a cause of our Lord lamenting over us. You know, what are we doing? We are created to go back to God. But then we turn our back on that. And by turning our back on that, well, then we lose all of these opportunities, all of these graces. We put up an obstacle to them. And so that is why then, with Our Lady, we have this advocate, we have a true mother that tries to intercede for us, trying to help us. And that is something that St. Maximilian Kolbe, he continued to try to do in his life, of seeing that Our Lady is this true example. She is a model for us, but she's also an intercessor. Early in his life, I guess he had a tendency to be a mischievous boy, causing problems, causing worry for his mother, to the point that his mother even asked him at one point, she said, "What is going to become of you?" And that was something that really hit home for him. That was something that, for him, it did worry him then at that point. And he was only a small child, 7 or 8 years old. And so he ran off and he went to Our Lady. And he asked, basically, "What will become of me?" So he was concerned with that. And that is where Our Lady appeared to him and gave him the offer of two different crowns, a red crown and a white crown, and asked him, "Which do you desire? You know, which do you choose?" And so St. Maximilian, at that point, was determined to become a saint, and so he said, "I want them both. I want the purity, and I want martyrdom." And from there, he was a changed boy, to the point that his mother noticed the changes in him, and even basically asked, it's like, what did happen to you? Because at that point, now he took a turn for the good, so she was probably really confused. And so he explained that to his mother. And his mother had no other explanation than realizing that it must have been Our Lady that had worked this grace in his soul. And throughout his life, then he would have this devotion to the Immaculate One, that he would continue to try to do things for Our Lady, putting everything, all of his work, under the hands of Our Lady. And St. Maximilian, he was a Franciscan, a friar. And so by taking a vow of poverty, he did not have money, did not have that access to try to continue this work that he wanted to try to do. So he would always turn to Our Lady, and she would always come through for him. But it's interesting to see how St. Maximilian got the desire to print things, to try to get it out into the public. Because he had witnessed the Freemasons going and carrying their banners, mocking the church, mocking the Pope. Basically, he's saying that the Pope was going to be a slave to Satan. And so for him, he said, that is wrong. We cannot permit that. And he became determined to go out and to bring to people the truth, the true word of God. And so that is what he considered then was his apostolate, in trying to bring out the word of God. And as I say, for him being a friar, he did not have money. He did not have this to back his work that he was trying to do. So he had to rely on Our Lady. And so there were times when his superiors even thought that he was too far gone. They doubted that he could actually do this work. Because for one, he was very sickly. But yet, he would always have then the money that would come through for him. And you could see how heaven had blessed that, had blessed then his work. So he would continue on in putting everything in the hands of Our Lady, and that's why he formed the Knights Immaculata. A band of souls that are willing to fight for their soul. You know, a band of souls that are willing to work for the glory of God. And at one point, his city of the Immaculata had 800 religious in it, which was the largest community that the church had. And they continued to work and get out the word of God, to fight error, to fight against those that were trying to destroy the Catholic Church. And so he recognized the power that Our Lady had as a refuge. He recognized the power that Our Lady showed to him. And that is what he kept promoting, and that's what he tried to bring out to souls. That they would understand that they would put themselves under her protection. And that is why then, with the wearing of the miraculous medal, it was this external sign to people. An external sign to show they were devoted to Our Lady. But he worked to try to convert souls. And so he had taken St. Louis de Montfort's total consecration. And he said, that is between the soul and Our Lady. But we need something that will also work for the salvation of other souls. So basically taking it to another step of then praying and trying to convert other souls. And that was what he wanted to try to do. Convert as many souls as he could to give to God. And then we will see at the end of his life, when he gave up his life, he died as one that brought other souls back to God. There were 9 others that were going to be killed with him in the camp that he was in. And he was the last to die of all of them. And he had brought all 9 of them back to God. He had prepared them for a good death. And then at that point, he realized his work on earth is done. And it was August 14th. So again, you can see the hand of God in it. And you can also see the blessings of Our Lady in it. And so that is why for us, when we look at these devotions, maybe some will consider them, you know, too much, too many things that we have to do. But it goes back to the point of why were we created? We were created to make it to heaven. And so why not take advantage of the opportunities that Almighty God gives to us to get to heaven? Because we learned in the gospel yesterday, or in the epistle of St. Paul, that those that think they can stand on their own, take heed, you will fall. If you do not work with the grace of God, if you do not take advantage of these opportunities that God gives to us, what good is it? And so that is why when we have these different devotions, these different means that God gives to us, we have to try to consider them for our soul. And things that are so simple in order to do, but what a protection it is to our soul. What a protection to have then Our Lady looking down and seeing that we are consecrated to her. That we have given ourselves over to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that is all that St. Maximilian Kolbe wanted to try to do. Allow her to do the work, basically. And so in some ways it's very foolish for us to not take advantage of these different means that God gives to us. Because again, if we're trying to do things on our own, we will fall. We will not receive the amount of graces that we can if we seek the things after God. And clearly, our Lord, the Catholic Church, has designated Our Lady as this true refuge. As I mentioned, there's a Mass in her honor as Refuge of Sinners. But then Our Lady of Fatima even said herself, "My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge in the way that will lead you to God." I mean, she herself refers to herself as a refuge in the end times. And then our Lord also, appearing to Sister Lucia at Fatima, tells her, "I want you to promote the devotion to the Immaculate Heart. I want you to promote the 5 First Saturdays. To make reparation to the Immaculate Heart." You know, and for us to consider that. You know, have we taken seriously these first 5 Saturdays? You know, have we done them? Have we done them well? And so Our Lady is truly this mediatrix of all graces. She can win these graces for our soul. And so, as I say, the Church has designated her as this refuge to us. So again, it is foolish for us to not take advantage of the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so these are the means that God gives to us to sanctify our soul. These are the helps that God gives in order to bring us to heaven. Because again, that is the whole purpose of why we're here. It is the only purpose of why we're here, is to save our soul. But how many of us, we get caught up with other things. We get dragged down by other things. And so therefore the Church, it reminds us of these opportunities. It gives us these chances to save our soul, to put our soul in a position to receive the graces from God. And that is why St. Maximilian Kolbe, in his Act of Consecration, he even says, that's what I read for you at the very beginning. One, she is this refuge of sinners. She's our mother. And she's been entrusted with this whole kingdom, this whole work of mercy. She has been given this task. And so therefore, it's important for us to consider that. This great feast of Our Lady, we see how she was privileged. We see how she was set aside from everyone else, immaculately conceived, assumed into heaven. I mean, these privileges, these graces that were given to Our Lady, yes, it was because she was going to become the Mother of God. But because she was the Mother of God, she was sinless. And so therefore, we have to try to put them into practice in our lives. So I do encourage you to consider your devotion to Our Lady. And whether the wearing of the brown scapular, the miraculous medal, your praying of the rosary, becoming a Knight of the Immaculata, making the total consecration, all these different means. And as I say, yes, we can sometimes wonder, is it too much? Am I taking on? Am I trying? Can we really do too much to save our soul? I mean, ask ourselves that question. I mean, is there too much that we can actually try to do to save our soul? Think. Think and pray about that. Think and pray. You know, St. Louis de Montfort, his whole spirituality is based on the fact, if you want to get to our Lord, you must go through his mother. You know, if you want to come to our Lord, you have to go through his mother. And it has been said of Our Lady, she is the way that God came to us, and she is the way that we go to God. It was through Our Lady that our Lord came into this world. But then many of the spiritual authors will say, okay, that's the way that God came to us, but if we want to get back to God, we have to go the same route. We have to go through Our Lady. And so it is clearly something that separates us from Protestants, is seeing the importance of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the importance that she plays in our spiritual lives. So I do encourage you to consider your devotion to Our Lady, to consider the different means that the Catholic Church has given to us to save our soul, to receive the graces of God. And all we have to do is just think about St. Bernard's prayer, the Memorare to Our Lady. A beautiful prayer, a very simple prayer, a very short prayer. But clearly it sums up what the Church thinks of devotion to Our Lady. That she will never turn a deaf ear to our request. That she will always answer our prayers. That Our Lady will always be a true mother to us. And so let us take this great feast to consider that. to maybe stay behind and to watch the ceremonies of the total consecration, the enrollments to the Knights Immaculata, to maybe to give us that same desire, to prepare our soul for those graces. And how important that is to our soul. So do pray for these graces, turn to Our Lady, come to her altar, beseech her for the graces that you need. Because the saints have said it, she is the way God came to us, she is the way that we go to God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.